Well, let's go ahead and continue with the discussion on
sure.
food on food stamps and cuts to SNAP and how you were able to go ahead and cast a yes vote to this.
Well, it was a difficult vote for me because as I have said quite often, many of the people with whom I work on a daily basis and whose philosophy I share voted no, but I looked at this farm bill and realized that nobody was truly happy with every component, but we all have to compromise. Everybody has to compromise, or this country is going to continue to become more and more polarized. So I voted for it. The food stamp cut was no longer $40 billion. It was about a $9 billion cut in food stamps. And that even there, the $9 billion cut will take place over a 10-year period. And, you know, we were able to avoid the $40 billion cut that the House passed last year. And so the bill eventually settled on restricting food stamp cuts to a provision that would require households in some states, mainly on the Eastern Seaboard, to have to show proof that they had received assistance from a program called LIHEAP. It doesn't impact any of us. It impacts 17 states. But that was one of the things that happened. And, you know, we stopped, or we had some reform. For example, the direct payment to farmers was eliminated after about 20 years of that program, creating some controversy as well. But that was discontinued. It had been in place for about 20 years, and it was about $5 billion a year, and that now is gone. And so we everybody can say, Republicans and Democrats, we have reform in mind when we passed this bill, and we did a lot of things that I think are extremely important to people in the fifth district, not the least of which was the Supplemental Livestock Disaster Program. I had introduced the bill along with some of my colleagues from Missouri, Iowa, and Nebraska and Kansas, that would have restored the livestock disaster program. And so the farmers in our area, those listening to your show, I think can breathe a sigh of relief, because we now have established a permanent baseline for the first time for the livestock disaster program. And the part that I'm most proud of, because I was one of the people who pushed to get it in the bill, was that it's retroactive back to 2011. As many listeners will recall, we were in the throes of one of the greatest droughts we've had in this area, and I believe that if we ever pass an agricultural bill, I said to myself, I'm going to push to see if we can get something retroactive that would benefit farmers now from the pain they experienced 2 years ago. And lo and behold, we were able to get it through. So I'm very pleased with it.
Okay. And I do have the vote count right, I hope, 251 to 166.
I have no idea. I never looked at that.
Okay. All right, Congressman Cleaver.
That is the vote count, Dave.
Okay. All right. And I really don't have any more questions for you. I think we can work with this, and I appreciate your time, Congressman.
All right. Good to talk with you.
Dave, I'm going to email you that. What's the best email to get it to you?
I'm just news, N-E-W-S, at KMZU.com.
Okay. Just your normal one. Okay.
Yes.
I'll get it right over to you.
Thanks so much.
Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.